Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Ayin Dalet. In the Mishnah and Hedah Udalef, we have the main Mishnah regarding Ben Pekur. Ben Pekur refers to if one shecht an animal and he finds a fetus in the womb of the animal. So the shechita of the mother works for the fetus, and the fetus does not require shechita. The Achronim Beroishom Rabbi Yosef Engel in a Sefer Asfan Derais to Klal Yudalet. They bring a Chakiro. How do we understand this concept that a Ben Pekur doesn't require Shechita? Is the Pshat that the Shechita of the mother works for the child? Meaning, it does require Shechita. But because it's part of the mother, once you shech the mother, the child is included. Or the Pshat is that once you shech the mother, the Torah said, Exeris HaKasuv, the Ben Pekur does not require Shechita. Not that the Shechita of the mother works for the child. But once you did Shechita for the mother, so there's no Shechita required at all. Is it an animal that has Shechita by the mother? Or is it an animal that doesn't require Shechita once the mother has Shechita? Now the Gemara in our daf, right before the Mishnah, brings a question, if one shechted the fetus in the womb of the mother, before he shecht the mother, he shecht the fetus in the womb of the mother, does that work or not? Even according to Rabbanon, the Ben Pekur doesn't need Shechita. So the Gemara brings, either doesn't need Shechita, you can't do Shechita on the fetus, or Arba Simonim Ach Sharachmon. The Torah really said you could shecht either two Simonim, either of the mother or of the fetus, and you can pick and choose which one you'll use. So it says a very safe angle, these two Tzdonim, the two Tzdonim of the Gemara, depend on this Chakira. If you hold that you could do only Shechita for the mother, so you may say that Pshat is that there's no Shechita required for this fetus. It's exactly the cause of the once the Shechita of the mother is done, the fetus doesn't require Shechita at all, and therefore there's no other way around it. But if the Pshat is the fetus does require Shechita, just the Shechita of the mother works for the fetus. So you may know the Shechita of the fetus itself also works. Any way you can get the Shechita works. So the tzad of the Gemara, the Arba Simoni, Mechshir HaTorah, you have four different ways to do, is because there is Shechita that needs to be done over here. The only shaila is how to do it. Rabbi Yosef Engel continues and says, for in the Mishnah, that says that if you find the fetus dead, so the Shechita of the mother does work. That's a chura raya that you don't need Shechita at all. Because once the animal is dead, there's no Shechita by them. So what's shat when he's dead, the Shechita of the mother works for it? Because it doesn't require Shechita. So it's a raya that the idea of Ben Pekur is not that you didn't need Shechita, just the Shechita of the mother works for it, but you don't need Shechita at all. And he adds more evasive angle, because we learned that even if the uber is a treifel, the fetus is a treifel, you also can eat it. Shechita doesn't work for a treifel. So you see that here you don't really require Shechita at all. Rabbi Yosef Engel continues and says, if you look at the Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph and our daf, the Gemara brings a machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braiso. If a ben shmoino, meaning a fetus who was 8 months in the womb, so he's not going to live, is that considered to be yish b'mino shchita or not? Our Mishnah says there's no mino shchita. You can never shecht an 8-month-old animal. But the Braiso holds yish b'mino shchita because you could shecht the mother. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's the machlokes? The machlekes is the shechita of the mother work for the fetus or not? Our Mishnah holds, the shechita of the mother does not work for the fetus. Just exactly the cause of it is, that once you shech the mother, the fetus is mutter. So the ain't no mino shechita, you don't have shechita by the fetus. Mashenek and the Brisa holds that the shechita of the mother works for the fetus. So there is shechita in this fetus. But after the entire discussion, and different rayas and the mishmos that he brings from our Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Engel concludes and says that for sure Ben Pekur has his own Shechita, meaning the Shechita of the mother works for the Ben Pekur. And he brings a few rays to it. It's a Gemara in Maseches Tmuro, a Gemara in Maseches Bobakamo, and two rays from our Gemara. Our Gemara in Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, Ma'u livdois Ben Pekur? Can you use a Ben Pekur to do Pidyon Petach Hamor? And the Gemara says the reason maybe you can't use it because Shechitas Imoy Metal Rasoi, the Shechita of the mother worked for him, is as if considered to be a meat in a basket. Why is it considered to be meat in a basket? Because the Shechita of the mother already worked for him. You see clearly the Shechita of the mother works for him, and not that he's mutal zikzasakosov. And then he brings a raya for the next stuff, and that vayin hey, he brings the Rashi and the Tosis that speaks about Rashi over there. Regarding Ben Pekur, they had a child from a non-Ben Pekur. So this child ain't lo takona. Why ain't lo takona? Because he's considered to be half shachut. Why is he half shachut? Because on his father's side was a Ben Pekur, the Shechita already happened. For the mother said there's no shchita, so he has only half a shchita. You see clearly there is shchita b'ben pekur. So the Kilis Yaakov in Simon Yutes here in the Masechta, he brings this whole Reisif angle, this whole cheshbon, but yet he says the chur clearly there's something special by ben pekur, because we see that you can eat the gid and the chaylev, you can eat the fat and the gid anoshe, which you can in any other animal. So says the Kilis Yaakov, you have to say that ben pekur has both things. Mitzad echod, he has shchito, as all the rias of Reisif angle brings. Mitzad sheni, he also has a heter, which is gzeiras hakos. So once the mother's nishchat, everything is mutter. He says, where do you see these two things in the same pasuk? Where does this come from? So says the Kilis Yaakov, very similar, brings the Shimon Shkop and Shai Yosher, to the Hagdorah, the definition of Ben Pekuo, is that it's a aver, it's a limb of the mother. The same way a limb, any other limb, is mutu with the shchita of the mother, so also the Ben Pekuo is mutu with the shchita of the mother. And the same way any other limb doesn't have a problem of Gid Anoshe and Chalev, because Gid Anoshe and Chalev, the mother has a Gid Anoshe and Chalev, though the hand is not part of the Gid Anoshe or the Chalev. So also the Uber, the fetus, also doesn't have Gid Anoshe v'Chalev. Because you look at him as part of the big Kaima of the mother. He's only one part of the mother. So he doesn't have his own Gid Anoshe and his own Chalev. So based on the whole Chakira and the Urias that we have in this Nikudo, we see what's the definition of Ben Pekuo, a limb of the mother. Ubor Yerech Imoy. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shava Shehorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.